This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, this is John Pesutto, Victoria's opposition leader. You're listening to Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9.
Indeed you are. So we're just trying to get in touch with, with our next guest. I think we're having a phone connection problem, so stay with us. That's really interesting, Nevena. Whilst we wait, now, I saw something about a drug company delaying release of some medication to help their profitability.
Surely nothing like that's ever happened before. Maybe we've just got the wrong end of the stick there, Macca.
Let's do some more research on that, because I think I'd like to cover that, in another show, that's coming up.
Macca, we've had a message from one of our regulars. Thanks for texting into us, Mel. Mel says, "Hi, SatMag. While I applaud the significant shift in women's sport, there is an elephant in the room, especially with the AFL and homophobia. Four Corners showed a superb program this week about the culture in the AFL and why there are no openly gay players. I highly recommend you all watch it. Love your thoughts about the slow change on that space." We were just commenting on that before, Mel, and how it seems that it was a perfectly timed show. We had the Matildas not only show Australia, but the world, that equality, inclusion and diversity, pretty easy to get done when you do it well. We had legends like Sam Kerr and many others pioneer what was said to be the gayest sporting team at the World Cup and the gayest World Cup. So really that set the pace and set the tone of how much has shifted and how much has changed. But then, Paul, the AFL showed us that perhaps that hasn't happened just yet, that it hasn't translated over.
Yeah, good morning, Nev. I watched that program and it's really quite sad that, I think the general consensus that came out was that the players are just finding too much of a pressure to come out in this moment in time. And it's not that the AFL don't know who their queer players are. Mm. It sounds like they're almost wrapping them up in cotton wool. Yeah. And the clubs need to play a part in supporting these players, because the journalists who were taking part in that program said they'd actually contacted players who were willing to talk about the subject. And then once it had gone through the PR machines of the club, those communications closed down. Now, I'd really love to know from the clubs, why is that happening? Why are they closing those conversations off and not giving those players those safe environments to have those conversations? That was the one startling thing that came out of the program for me.
And what I found really surprising is we have all this incredible rainbow infrastructure set up now in and around the AFL. We have the Purple Bombers, and so many teams these days have their pride groups that support their team. They're out, they're loud, they're visible. The support is there. We know that they are gay and bisexual players there. But yeah, that just seems to be that crucial missing piece about letting it happen.
Yeah, and also I think the media has to play a part in not making it such a big deal.
Exactly.
I mean, the most frustrating thing now is that, it shouldn't be a top of a conversation. Someone's sexuality should not be the top of the list. It should be about their sporting prowess, their performance, their ability to perform on the field in their sport, such as the Matildas, The fact, that someone's queer or not should not be a topic of conversation.
Yeah. It shouldn't. And there's a really, we might post it on our social media. There's a really interesting interview Adam Stobbs did in 2010, I think, with Eddie Maguire around gay players. I'm not going to say any more. Have a listen. We'll put it up on our social media.
And the one thing Eddie Maguire did, I mean, a lot of opinions on Eddie Maguire, I'm sure, across Australia. But the one thing he did do is he brought back a story of a very early player with HIV.
Yes.
And my apologies, I can't remember the player's name.
Oh,
but,
God, yes.
But they managed to get hold of him on Four Corners. And, he sadly just passed away the previous week. But he was actually, a groundbreaking athlete who actually tried to bring the HIV conversation to the fore, but couldn't talk about his sexuality. So you had a wonderful trailblazing individual who did an awful lot to try and protect people from the horrors of HIV, still not feeling he could at that moment in time talk about his queerness, and only did that 3 or 4 years after the discussion about the HIV came out. And that must have been a much more difficult discussion at that stage to say, actually, I've got HIV, rather than just say I'm gay.
Exactly. Yes. We were hearing some of that history with Simon Ruth and having that conversation of it was a very different time then. It was openly hostile. There was so much stigma. There was misunderstanding. So what I'd really love to see, Mel, and these are my personal thoughts, would be in a year's time, what has changed in the AFL, what supports have been in place, and how that culture piece has being carried forward. So there are openly gay male players, but they don't have to carry the entire expectation of AFL around them, because we've seen so many vitriolic comments directed to some of our AFLW players for just simply being there and being involved in the game. We know some people are just going to spread hate online, but equally we know some people are going to give it their all and get behind these players. So that's really what I'm looking forward to. If you've got thoughts on this or anything else, we'd love to hear from you. The number on SatMag is 0427 569 949. Share your thoughts, and hopefully we'll be able to speak to our next guest soon.
And that player was Matt Hall. The memory has just come back.
Thank you, Betty, for also texting through. Yeah, Betty, we
and,
appreciate that.
We're just going to play a little sting.
Hi, this is Tanya Plibersek. You're listening to Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9.
You are on Saturday Magazine with Macca and Nevena. We've got our next guest on the line, Macca.
Yes, we have Max Pick, who's the Trans Equality Project Coordinator for Equality Australia. And sorry, Max, we have...
Sorry, Macca, it's Paul here. Max was on the line. He's literally just dropped off as you started talking.
Oh, okay. Well,
we'll try and get hold of Max again.
I'll give some background. So Equality Australia has announced a new campaign called Trans Equality. And it's pretty much a first of its kind trans-led movement to push forward legal and social equality for trans and gender diverse people. And it's got... You know, if you think Equality Australia, that organisation was born out of the vote for marriage equality. And trans equality is the next stage to secure, you know, to help secure equality for every Australian. So we've got Max Pick on the phone. Good morning, Max. Sorry about those phone troubles. How are you?
No problem at all. My apologies. It could be Optus, but I'm well.
It could be. So, really, you know, give us a quick overview, Max, of the campaign and what are the components of it?
Yeah, sure. So I guess just to take it back for a moment, it started over a year ago with Equality Australia, who consulted quite widely around with our communities, and it became very clear that people felt there was a need for an initiative responding to, you know, the growing anti-trans sentiment, and also one that would advocate for trans rights. So it was really off the back of that that we decided to create a sort of a distinct body of work to focus specifically on trans equality as one of our campaign focus areas. So I guess to put it very simply, it's we're looking to have trans and gender diverse people able to lead their own narrative alongside our allies who can amplify our voices. And that's kind of where it all begun.
So the campaign or the initiative is really made up of three components, and each with a hashtag: trans leading, trans connecting, and trans rights. So trans leading, that's about providing some opportunities for up and coming trans leaders. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's we kind of have segmented the components to really focus on our, you know, the core people who we're looking to be involved. And obviously it's a great place to start with our trans and gender diverse, you know, communities and population. And that is absolutely the space where we're looking to provide, you know, opportunity for trans and gender diverse people to get involved, and really to prepare them to engage in the public sphere. And it's, the first program that we're running for that is actually coming up in November.
Oh, okay. Great.
Very exciting. Yeah, and we're looking to have about 15 participants to, you know, to come on board and either learn or sharpen, you know, their existing skills in areas like campaigning, public speaking, media, and fundraising. So, and I think the important component of that is also that it will set people up with the ongoing benefit of peer-to-peer development and skill sharing.
So,
that's a part of it.
So, Max, transconnecting, this is about hashtag transconnecting, creating a space for our allies, you know, to advocate, you know, on trans issues. So, again, that's a really important component. How's that going to work?
So, yeah, that's exactly right. The transconnecting space is really, it's an acknowledgement that we can't do this work without our allies. They're an incredibly important part of the work. So we've created this component to look at ways to support our allies, whether that's, you know, whether they're jumping on board in an individual capacity or through their organization, just to get connected and equipped really to amplify trans voices. So the what it seeks to do really is to plug our allies into a suite of resources. So that includes things like language guides, messaging frameworks, and importantly, you know, moments for political action and to galvanize our allies to take part in that work.
And I think it's important, you know, for our listeners to know that Equality Australia is not doing this in isolation. They're working with the Trans Council and a whole really diverse group of people in the trans network. So, you know, there's a very high level of engagement, and I think it's really important, you know, that, you know, when we look at hashtag, the next component, trans rights, this is about a lot of the work that Equality Australia is doing on legal and social reform, because at the end of the day, you actually, we can all try and we can all put a lot of effort into changing opinions and perceptions, but at the end of the day, often that only comes about when you actually achieve legal change, when legislation changes, doesn't it, Max?
Yeah, I mean, I think the beauty of this work is with trans equality is that we've got that at the heart of it, and we're also going beyond it in terms of the legal reform work needed. But this component is certainly, you know, trans rights is certainly focusing on that area. And as you said, Marco, it's the work that Equality Australia has been doing, you know, from a state and national level, and really looking to create those better and fairer laws for everybody.
Right.
This space is really, you know, acknowledging the work needed in the legal reform space. You know, today, trans and gender diverse people in New South Wales and Western Australia still face, you know, very cruel and unnecessary barriers to be able to update their birth certificates.
Mm.
You know, and we know that having ID that matches our identity is so vital, you know, for the health and the well-being of trans and gender diverse people. Yeah, so it's definitely the focus area in this space is picking up that legal reform work needed across the country, and that's our sort of current focus is on making sure that across the country people can, you know, be recognised for who they are.
We're out of time, Max, but if people want to know more about the campaign, Equality Australia website is the place to go, correct?
Actually, we have a trans equality website.
Okay,
fantastic.
It launched on Tuesday, so very exciting. Just pop over to transequality.org.au, sign up. You can also sign up to the Trans Leading Program there and contact me if you want to be on the council. We'd love to have you, and I can't wait to meet everyone from across the country who's happy to be involved in the work.
Thank you so much, Max Pick from Equality Australia. Thanks for talking to us about the campaign. I know there's been a whole lot of moving parts that preceded this, but thanks again for the work you're doing in this campaign. It's very important. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Macca. Appreciate it.
Cheers. You are on SatMag with Macca and Nevena. Messages, then news. Stay with us.
This is Saturday Magazine.
Joy Weekly is your friendly midweek dose of juicy entertainment news, sports goss, celebrity guests, amazing interviews, and a bucket load of banter.
Join us, Joel and Dave, for 1 hour of music, news, and laughs to get you over the weekly hump.
Plus, name another radio program with a segment dedicated to famous people called Jennifer.
Tune in to Joy Weekly for Jennifer Watch and tons more fun, 6 p.m. Wednesdays only on Joy.
Or check out the podcast, joy.org.au/Joy Weekly.
Joy is gearing up to present their...
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.